You ready to brunch it up?
Brunch time, brunch it up.
Give me a beat.
Oh, no, I was just saying.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to really give me a beat.
You can't just say that. I get excited.
I didn't mean a beat. It was B-E-E-T.
Oh, good. Okay, beats. Yeah, yes. I usually don't care for beats that much.
I'm going to make a nice beet salad for this this brunch time.
I've had a decent beet smoothie, but it was like combined with a few other things, and that was actually really good.
You know, no matter how you do it, beets still taste like dirt.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I was like, why does everybody like beets?
I mean, I'll put it in like a roasted vegetable thing. But still, they still taste like dirt.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the trick is. So if anybody happens to have any suggestions on how to make beets not taste like dirt, feel free to drop us a line.
Yeah.
Or send us an email or letter or something like that. But it is the Brunch Time Podcast. It's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. And you got something for me today, right?
I do. Okay. So let's see. Where are we at right now with this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Did I just totally count that wrong? Anyways, there's about 9 days left until Halloween. And
Yeah.
With that, I don't know if you have figured out what you're going to be passing out to the trick-or-treaters, especially because you got a new house now, so you don't know how the neighborhood's going to be.
From what I hear, I have a buddy that actually lives about 3-4 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's pretty much in the same neighborhood. He says there are a ton of trick-or-treaters.
Ooh, you got that pop-in neighborhood.
Yeah.
So usually the neighborhood that I lived in growing up, it wasn't too crazy with trick-or-treaters, but then when you just went to like the next little neighborhood over, that area was just popping. So you knew where to go to get the good candy and whatnot from the houses. I got a list here for the worst things to hand out to trick-or-treaters. So,
perfect. These are going to be on the list of things I'll pass out.
Oh, no. I was going to say, I'm like, if you got all these trick-or-treaters coming.
It's just going to be like a feed bag's worth of candy corn. Just like a giant, like, dog food size bag. Like 40 pounds of candy corn. I'm just going to say, scoop it up.
Hey,
drop it in.
If I was one of those kids stopping by, I would love that. But I'm one of the few people that actually enjoy candy corn.
You should go to my mom's house then, because she likes the candy corn and she likes the pumpkins. See, the pumpkins are also made by there. I actually don't mind those, even though they're also pretty much just pumpkin shaped candy corn.
They are, but you get like the full burst of sugary goodness right in that pumpkin.
And they don't taste like pumpkin at all.
No.
All right. So what are some of the things that I need to go purchase?
By need to, I'm saying you probably shouldn't if you don't want your house to get egged. But here they are. So raisins. Oh, come on. Raisins
I've
are
gotten
great.
Raisins before and I'm like, the heck is this?
Yeah. You know what? It's
are
not
you
the,
serious?
But I feel like it's not the worst thing you could have.
No, they're actually pretty good.
It's still edible.
Right.
A toothbrush or dental floss.
Only a dentist would do that.
But that's actually not a bad idea if you do think about it, because then you're like, oh, they're eating all this candy. Take care of your teeth, kids. But their kids aren't going to think of that.
No,
they're going to
be like,
what a jerk.
Toothpicks would not be bad because, you know, if you get like that really like a sugar daddy or sugar babies, those really get any caramely things.
They get stuck.
They're stuck in your teeth. So if you could kind of pick those out, that'd be nice. Same thing with like if you get the popcorn balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those get stuck.
I'll keep reading this list, but as I look ahead, I'm like, okay, maybe these are great things to hand out to adults, not kids, for trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Because then there's apples.
Okay.
If you're trying to stay healthy. Loose change. Money in my bag? I'm fine with that. I don't care.
Yeah, I was going to say, I still remember the house. I know exactly, because right down the road from mine when I was growing up, and I remember the old lady. She would give me, like, I think she would, like, tape them together.
Yeah.
But she would give me like a half roll of nickels.
That's awesome.
And I was like, she's like, here's a roll of nickels. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why is she giving me nickels? I'm like 7 years old. And then I'm like, wait a minute. This is a great idea.
She's like, hey, helping you save money,
kid.
Yeah,
this is like 40 cents, man.
And speaking of saving money, coupons. Probably not something you should hand out to kids for trick-or-treating because they're not going to care too much about that.
Man, if they're not expired, give them a coupon for some candy.
Yeah, well, there you go. That could work. Yeah, they're like, I didn't have a chance to buy candy, so here's your coupon to go buy some candy.
Here's an IOU. It's handwritten. I signed it, so you know it's good.
The next three are animal crackers, pretzels, and fruit snacks. I don't know what's wrong with any of those because those are all great snacks.
I do like pretzels. I'd be okay with pretzels on trick-or-treating.
I was going to say fruit snacks, though. That's pretty much like candy that's disguised as healthy.
Yeah, exactly. There's some gushers in there.
Ooh,
good.
Oh, I mean,
it's not really
delightful.
A fruit snack. It's more of a candy snack. But hey, I'll take them.
And the last one on the list of things apparently you shouldn't hand out to kids for trick-or-treating is breath mints. Again, this whole list, I'm like, just give them to me. Give them to adults. This should be the adult trick-or-treating list because these are all things that would be handy to you for various situations in your day.
It sounds like the person, whoever made this list and whoever was putting the shopping list together, just pretty much went to the travel section of the grocery store and was like, hey, this seems like a great place for Halloween things. You just grab all that stuff. I'm like, no, that's not the candy section. Just because there's a whole lot of that stuff like there is in the candy aisle does not mean you should be grabbing that stuff.
So to this day, when it comes to my parents getting candy for Halloween, they always buy a bag of the good candy, you know, like the variety, like Reese's, Snickers, that kind of stuff. And then they buy the candy bag that we're like, Mom and Dad, this is crap. No, but it really is because I'm like, this is the candy that no one really wants, but they'll eat because this is their last resort. So it's like your Smarties, your little like suckers, your gum.
You know, my mom is probably one of the, and I feel like she has no sense of taste at all.
Yeah.
Because she has the worst taste in candy. She has great candy. I won't get her wrong. She's got good candy at her house all the time. That's where I got my sweet tooth from. But there are times where I'm like, why did you even spend your money on this? Like NECA wafers, those things, those big things are about the size of a quarter. And it's pretty much just like if you took chalk and you sliced it into little discs and then put it into a sleeve, that is a NECA wafer. It has no flavor to it at all.
Oh, I actually never knew what those really were because I've seen them, but I never...
Yeah, you thought they were trash. Like, what is this? Am I supposed to just write... I bet you could literally go into a classroom if they still have a chalkboard, and you could probably take a Necco wafer and write on the wall.
Yeah.
Honestly. That is not something you should be eating.
My mom likes to... I was like, Mom, you're making yourself sound like an old lady. She likes to keep her Werther's caramel, like, you know, things in her purse.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime she's got, like, a little cough, she'll be like, or one of us do, she's like, here, have a Werther's. I'm like, Mom, that's sugar. I'm going to cough more. She's like, no, it makes it better for me. I'm like, I'm sure
it'll coat your throat a little bit with some sugar.
It does a little bit, yeah.
It's just like honey. It's totally kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
What there's also the, and I forget what they're called every single time, but it's like the peanut butter... The black and orange butter things, the peanut butter babies or whatever you want to call them. My mom loves those things.
And we always used to get those too. I liked them a lot when I was growing up, but I actually haven't had them since I was a kid. And it's like I can remember that flavor. And I think nowadays I'd kind of be like, I don't know how I feel about that.
They didn't really have flavor. It had kind of like...
They were wannabe peanut butter.
Yeah, it kind of tasted like peanut butter, but it also tasted like... wax.
Yes.
Like you accidentally spilled peanut butter in a candle.
Yeah.
And then just said, well, still got to eat it. Still good.
Seems good enough.
It's just a little, it's still good.
You think they did that at like the candy factories, like top notch candy, good enough to be sold on shelves at least.
Basement candy. Yeah. Like it's like this is the top of the line stuff. And this is just like, hey,
Grandma's
the back
house.
Corner. Yeah. Somebody will buy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's with the candy corns and the peanut butter, whatever smackies or whatever. I can't remember what they're called. My mom knows.
Yeah.
I would text her right now, but she's probably sleeping.
I would love to know the amount of people that actually buy candy corn. Because again, my family, besides my brother, I believe everybody in my family, like immediate family, actually like candy corn.
Right. I feel like some, because you know how they have the recycling centers. I feel like they should have candy recycling centers for, I mean, they probably do for candy corn because for every candy corn thrown away, they just recycle them and then use them the next year.
Yeah, because it's still packaged.
Oh, yeah. It's just, like, it's got the wax outer layer, so it just repels dust and dirt.
Good.
So if you really want to have a great countertop, just make it out of candy corn. It repels dirt and everything.
Oh, that would, you know, it's like a seal over it. So
yeah, you got to have find some use out of candy corn.
Cool.
So there you go. But don't come by and eat my countertop.
there's a chunk missing.
But yeah, those Necco wafers, they were almost going out of business a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, what are you going to do? They're gonna go out of business.
Well, she stocks up. Those things will probably
be
good
for
years.
She stocks up on everything.
Yeah.
Like, I kid you not, you could go to her house right now and she has 5 cases of brownies. Like, I'm not talking like boxes. I'm talking like stacks on stacks of cases. She bakes them for all these bake sales and things. But I'm like, really? You going to make that much brownies?
Yeah.
Come on.
Seriously, our moms need to meet because most of the things that you tell me, I'm like, wait, are you talking about my mom?
Yeah. She has at least 4 bottles of barbecue sauce at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're already opened.
Is their fridge usually pretty packed, even though there's barely anybody living in the house?
And there's nothing to make a meal out of.
Yep.
You just have a ton of things,
a lot of
but
condiments.
None of those combine into a meal. Yep. And sorry, Mom. I know you're probably listening
to
this
Mom
podcast. But
to give you sass.
I mean, what her favorite cereal is Rice Krispies, right? So
plain.
Yeah,
it's
very plain. She dumps a lot of sugar on it.
Okay.
But I'm like, Mom, why do you have 4 boxes of opened Rice Krispies? Like, put them away.
She's like, I'm planning on making a bunch of treats.
I mean, is the trick to make a good Rice Krispie treat, is it to make them stale? And I don't think so. I think you want that crunch.
Yeah, you do.
They're always stale. So I don't know. Sorry,
she's
Mom.
Had them for years.
But, you know, if anybody happens to get candy corn or those peanut butter whatevers, the black and orange things, if you get those, just bring them here to the radio station.
Me.
I guess you could eat them. Or I will personally deliver them to my mother.
Okay.
And it'll be a nice gift. I'll give it to her for her birthday, which is coming up. So I'll do that. And yeah. But then I think later on in this podcast, probably tomorrow or the next day, we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do for Halloween costumes.
Oh, good. I was going to talk to you about that because
I'm going to have to figure out a way because I don't want to spend any money.
Agreed.
And I want something quick and easy.
Okay.
And I want to be able to be functional as well.
Like, that's true, because you don't want to walk around with a suit that's slamming. I was a giant block of cheese once.
I was a wackily inflatable flailing arm guy.
That's fantastic.
1 year, and it was very hard to work.
Because you were just always so excited.
Yeah, I was always so excited. I could not see a thing. But we'll have to talk about that later on in another episode of the Brunch Time Podcast. But if you like this show, this podcast, and you want to hear more of it, well, we got a whole bunch of them at 983thecoast.com or wherever you find your podcasts. Just search for 98.3 The Coast, and we will have a ton of things like the Brunch Time Podcast, like the Out of Technicolor Closet Podcast,
mm-hmm.
and many other great podcasts from all of us wonderful people here.
Yeah.
So go check it out. The Brunch Time Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb.